Now, one of the issues that's swirling around at the moment is freedom for faith, and actually, I think it's an issue of increasing concern. Mike Ovey, he's the principal of a theological college in London, the Oak Hill Theological College. It's really the main theological college in London. But he's had an interest in the law and parliamentary work for a long time, and he's been out here in Sydney the last week speaking at a major conference at St Andrew's Cathedral, along with a range of other things. He's on the line now. Mike, thanks for talking to us tonight.
It's a pleasure, Dominic.
Now, mate, freedom of religion, that's an important tenet of a democratic society, that essentially the government stays away from issues of faith. And yet it feels increasingly that those rights are being eroded at the moment. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, thanks. I think I'd take the example of the UK first of all. So recently we had a law passed in favour of same-sex marriage. That happens to be one of the issues that of the day for us.
Yep.
And we realised as we went through that, that actually this isn't simply a question of freedom for same-sex couples. It's a question of making the rest of us recognise what same-sex couples think about themselves. It coerces us. So in our legislation, if you're not an Anglican minister, but a minister of some other Christian denomination, you actually have no defence about whether or not you're going to do same-sex marriage. Now, at that point, that's a very concrete illustration of the way that a law can be passed with people thinking, oh, this is going to be fine, this is in favour of freedom, and it's not. And I'd kind of broaden that out a bit, Dominic. It's not just that particular issue. Everybody in a democratic society tends to believe something. It's not a question of protecting people of faith against those who have no faith. Everyone believes something. They may worship the God who created the universe. They may worship the Lord Jesus Christ. They may worship something else. They may only worship themselves. They may worship money. But all of us have some kind of religion, actually. And that means if you get to the point of saying, so we're going to protect some religions but not others, so we'll protect the people who worship themselves but not people who worship Jesus Christ, then you've actually got something which gnaws away at the fundamental equality between human beings. It's very important to realize that if you take away freedom of religion, you're taking away something that is going to affect everybody in the long run, even if they would not define themselves as religious people. It's toxic.
I suppose there's a temptation for me or for anybody to want to say, I want to protect my particular concerns, but I don't really care about your concerns. And you've got a different faith. Do you know? Whereas actually, I think you're saying a Christian needs to be for the principle of freedom of religion first.
Absolutely. And the reason why we'd want to say you have to be in favour of freedom of religion for others as well as for us is this. It's worth asking, you know, where does a human right come from? It's not just that you and I agree that something's a human right. It's not just a social consensus. Actually, sooner or later, you've got to say, someone set the universe up in such a way that individual human beings have rights, like rights not to be murdered, like rights not to be taken in slavery, and so on. So why I, as a Christian, am in favor of somebody else's religious freedom, it's because I'm saying they answer to God, not to me, and God created them in certain ways with certain responsibilities that lie between him and them, and I don't have the right to coerce them, even if I say I'm doing it in a good cause.
Yeah, so I want to be able to say, I want to defend your right to believe your thing that I disagree with, and then I want to be able to be free to argue why you're wrong. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. That's absolutely it. Absolutely it. And of course, when you think about it, and you're putting freedom of religion in that kind of category, and I must respect other people's religions in that kind of way, not agree with them necessarily, but respect the fact that they have them and that I cannot coerce them, then actually I'm recognizing that they're God's creature, not mine. And I'd say Christians have a much better basis, much better thought through basis, for saying why it is that we can be a tolerant society in that kind of way.
Now, what about this same-sex marriage debate? In Australia, the last couple of days, the newspaper today, it's come out that it's likely that we're going to have that plebiscite in February next year. What's your concern flowing in Australia from the same-sex marriage plebiscite as a consequence of that for freedom of religion?
Dominic, as you know, I spent some years in Sydney, loved the place, and I think my heartfelt concern is that I don't want to see Australian society make the mistakes that the UK has. And the UK, with the best intentions in the world, maybe, or maybe not, has set things up in a way which actually means that as marriage, same-sex marriage is recognised, it's actually imposed. It's saying we have to think of some people's relationships simply in the way that they do. So it's saying we've got to take their word for it. Now, as soon as you get to that point, and that's what a same-sex marriage law is going to mean, you're not protecting people's freedom at that point. You're actually making inroads into people's freedom. It's coercive, to use that word again, in that kind of way. And at the end of the day, we've got to say the state doesn't have the right to do that. It doesn't have the right to take the place of God in defining what marriage is. And it doesn't have the right to impose a view on me that I think the Bible says no to.
Hey, Mike, thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
It's a real pleasure.
Mike Ovey on the line there. He's the principal of Oak Hill Theological College in London. But he's been out in Sydney this week talking at various conferences around the place, particularly one at St Andrew's Cathedral on Friday last week. Magic 2CH, Dominic Steele here this evening. Give us a call, 1300 13 1170, and take part in the discussion.